Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Nancy Mimlis.
Yes.
Berg Vivant welcomes you back with open arms.
Aww.
How late do we stay open for you?
24/7.
We're talking about this puppet show today.
There's a lot of puppet shows.
Right, Pittsburgh is all about puppets this
month. We're about puppets and children, not puppet shows.
Right, because we've got at the City Theater, Hand to God, yep. And then at Duquesne Avenue Q. I believe is what you're going to talk to us about.
Yes, we're going to discuss, let's look sophisticated.
Is this sophisticated, swilling down vodka?
Yes.
If it is, then I'm the Queen of England.
I didn't swill because I wouldn't be able to talk. We're going to discuss Avenue Q at Duquesne University. It runs through, I believe, October 9th. Mm. It is a lovely production. This is only the second time I've seen this show and found more interesting, exciting things this time around. A very different show. A lot of laughter where there wasn't laughter when I saw it before, so that was really fun. It is a puppet show. You lose your ability to watch the actors and you start watching the puppets, which is very cool.
That's a good sign in puppetry in general.
Yeah, even the actors, when they were talking to one of the puppet characters, looked at the puppet. So it was a very cool, it's a very cool experience. Yes, it's a little raunchy and provocative and not for the politically correct people to see. It's very not politically correct. In fact, it says that in the director's notes. If you're looking for political correctness, set that aside this evening and just enjoy being...
And what a great season to set aside
yes,
political anything.
I was waiting to see a Trump or Hillary joke thrown in, but thank goodness
Lord,
that wasn't there. So it's basically the story of Princeton, who moves to Avenue Q, and all the characters he meets there. The landlord, or super of the block, bunch of the buildings, is Gary Coleman. And she's an actual person. Most of the other characters are puppets. Some of the characters were double cast, which I thought was very cool. Mm. Like the guy who played Princeton also played Rod. His name is Daniel Watts. Really sweet, wonderful voice and character. And also kind of raunchy and funny at the same time, too.
Beautiful.
Which is how it should be.
I think.
So let's just go through the characters really quick. Kate Monster and Lucy the Slut. I just wanted to say that. Sienna D'Alessandro, Nikki, and Trekkie Monster. Hilarious. Everyone should have a Trekkie Monster. Hayden Lounsbury, Christmas Eve, Angela Griffo, Brian, Nate Yost. Very funny. Also not a puppet, a character. Gary Coleman, Michaela Gilmer, Bad Idea Bear number one, which we all should have, a bad idea.
Those the Bad Idea Bears, they're like the little angel
and
the devil on
Oh, no, but they're both devils. They're not one angel and one devil. They're both bad ideas.
Right.
Brandon Anderson, Catherine Hess, Mrs. Thistletwat, just needed to say it, Izzy Tarkson, and newcomer and box Max Begler. And it was directed by Jacob Wadsworth. Very lovely production. I laughed so much, loudly.
Mm.
I'm a little embarrassed to say. I think my favorite songs were It's a Fine, Fine Line, which is sort of a sweet, sensitive song.
I do like that song.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
And beautifully sung. Beautifully sung by, I'm going to mess up her name. Sienna D'Alessandro. Beautifully sung. Sweet. It's like one of the sweet moments. Because a lot of them are raunchy and over the top. And you're supposed to, you know, like everyone's a little bit racist. You know, not the perfect song for some people to get into, but very funny. The Internet is for Porn, probably my second favorite song.
Now, we need to specify for those who haven't seen, these are names of songs.
These are names
these
of songs.
These aren't statements that you're making.
These are names of songs. The Internet is for Porn because...
everyone's a racist.
Everyone's a little bit racist. Right. Is a song.
These are not Nancy Mimlis's opinions, nor the opinions of Berg Vivant.
No.
They are simply titles.
They are songs in Avenue Q. Let's make a disclaimer. Yeah. Songs in Avenue Q. Everyone's a little bit racist. It's a fine, fine line.
Yeah.
The Internet is for Porn. Not my personal choices, just the names of the songs. It's just a very entertaining show. And I think what was interesting was this time there was a very mixed age group of people. When I saw it last year, it was a lot of college students and young people. Because it's really about the struggle when you get out of college and you're ready and you think the world is yours and then reality strikes. Oh, wait, I have to pay my apartment bill, I have to pay my credit cards, I have to pay my loans.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like wake-up call in the real world. For everything the real world entails. And there's a couple really raunchy songs which I won't go into because this might be a PG audience. So there's it's Sesame Street on LSD, clearly, but very funny. And consistently fun and entertaining from beginning to end.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.